Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. Today's such a special day, you guys. Hello, hello. Welcome to a bonus episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. I've had a beautiful morning, went to the gym, took care of myself, had an amazing weekend with some really profound shifts. We'll get into all of that in a later episode, but today is a special day because I'm dropping in with you to talk to you about the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. I wanted to record this bonus episode because I've been getting on discovery calls for the program, which has been really cool. Have gotten to talk to some really incredible women, which I just want to say every single student I've talked to has signed up for the program. And the common pattern of conversation that I seem to be having is, Lauren, I don't really know specifically what this program is going to offer me. I've seen the sales page. I kind of have an idea, but I just know I need to be a part of this. And so I felt like it would be appropriate to sit down and record all of the juicy details about this program. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about what the Wild Wealthy Feminine program is, how it works, why it was birthed, where this study comes from, what it can offer you on your journey of pursuing your passion, living with purpose, and manifesting abundance by unleashing your fullest sense of self. So take a deep breath, relax, sit back, and come learn all the things with me today about the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. Okay, let's go. So we're going to start with some story time. I have a really firm belief about entrepreneurship. I've been a full-time entrepreneur since 2015. My husband was able to quit his job 2 years later. And ever since then, I've been growing this personal brand that you guys have been a part of. This Lauren of Love mission, the Lauren of Love programs, digital courses, membership community, all the things. And what you see today is the byproduct of 8 years of some really, really hard, intense lessons. And I have one real strong, confident belief about entrepreneurship that I'm going to share with you right now. Ready? You are your first client. Okay, so if you are somebody who has a passion to help the world, to make a difference, to serve people, you are number one, the first person to go through that study and that experience. And this is an entrepreneur belief that I don't think everybody has, but for me personally, and all of the students that I've been able to work with over the last 8 years, 9 years, I've just noticed this really inevitable truth. And as a projector by human design, seeing the great picture of things, I've seen this time and time again where women go through things in their life. They've cultivated certain passions, certain crafts, certain interests, certain desires for themselves. And then they show up in the world to help people move the needle forward in those areas. I always say that my job as an entrepreneur is to get people where I am today in a shorter amount of time. especially a shorter amount of time than it took me to get there. And collapsing these timelines and making things happen quicker is not just something I do as the facilitator and founder of the HEAL program, my big mission work of helping women heal in the world, but it's also something I do as a guide for entrepreneurs, aspiring, passionate women, either curious about entrepreneurship or following, maybe like behind the scenes, not really taking the action, or even the entrepreneurs, especially the entrepreneurs who have been showing up and doing the thing for a while. I love mentoring women who are on this path because I firmly believe we all have an innate birthright to be free in this world, to break out of the 9-to-5 paradigm matrix, and to design lives that feel really centered, and to have a purpose in the world that fuels that. And that's really about what we're diving into today, right? It's my whole mission. It's my whole purpose. I love it. I'm a firm believer in helping women move the needle forward in this area of their life. And I think this is like the big important thing to mention here is that when you are somebody who is helping people get somewhere in a shorter amount of time than maybe it took you, you have a responsibility to continue your study and your evolution, not just in your craft, but in the development of yourself. As entrepreneurs, I think that we are spending our energy in a couple of different areas all the time. So you can write these down if you are ready to go deeper into your mastery and you want to take some notes, learning how to make money in your purpose. But number one, we have to be a really great student in the study of business. Okay, this means that, you know, how do we market? How do we sell? How do we brand ourselves? How do we share our storylines? How do we design our offers, right? This is all the world of business that can feel very overwhelming and very confusing to women who are very passionate about what they do, but who feel kind of scared or uncertain about how to take these steps, how to actually move forward. I certainly, in the beginning of my business journey, felt this way. I was throwing spaghetti on the wall, trying to see what would work all the time, whether I was blogging or putting things on Pinterest or YouTube or Instagram. I was just trying so hard to get my stuff out there. And I had so many different offers because I was constantly evolving, trying to make it work. So business is one of the areas where we have a responsibility to study. The second area of mastery we need to really perfect is our craft. And this is why I'm so passionate about what I do for entrepreneurs, because I really do believe that there are so many people out there who are so freaking good at what they do, but they have no idea how to brand it, how to message it, how to offer it to the world. And that has been one of my greatest specialties in this lifetime of taking women on a journey of saying, okay, you have these ideas, you have these pieces of the puzzle, you know what you're passionate to talk about. How can we actually put these things into a branded offer? And a lot of the times, women who are really good at what they do, they know how to always be a student in their craft. You know, for me, I'm a student in the craft of self-healing because that's what I teach people how to do. You may be an artist, you may be a passionate woman who wants to help people heal burnout, you may want to be a coach, you have a responsibility to study the development of the craft that you are focused on and whatever the topics are that you are focused on speaking to. And then the third element, I could probably go on for hours here, but the third element that we have a responsibility to heal and work on, we have business, we have our craft, and then we have ourselves. And this was a really big piece of the puzzle that started my personal development path. I think many women can relate to this where, you know, you're trying to show up on your journey of entrepreneurship, but you are constantly self-sabotaging. You are second-guessing yourself. You are holding yourself back. You feel insecure. You don't know if you're making the right decisions or not. You feel like a failure. You're stressed out about money. All of these things. This was like a really big wake-up call for me when I started my entrepreneur journey because I realized that I was trying to grow this very big thing that I wanted to have change the world, But I wasn't spending the time changing my own world. I wasn't invested in growing myself. And so about a year into my entrepreneur path, I found personal development more deeply in this area of my life. And I really started to look at my shadows and my stories and my traumas. And because I was able to do that work, I got to really heal that narrative of being seen, being a leader, holding other people in my world. You know, I had a lot of insecurities around that from my childhood wounds and feeling like I wasn't enough and feeling afraid of rejection and criticism from other women, all these things. So these three areas, we're going to talk about them today as we have a conversation about the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, because this program is designed to expand you in these three areas of your world. And I think it's really beautiful that there's so many courses out there teaching strategy. I want to acknowledge that. It's so beautiful that you can literally YouTube how to grow an Instagram, and you can find a million YouTube videos, or like how to grow your Instagram following, or, you know, how to do a reel, or what type of niche to pick for your brand, or how to design a course. There's just so much out there. And what I found to be very true on my path is that there are a million different ways to creating success. And your job as the advocate and the light for your mission is to find your unique, original way. But the reason that I firmly believe a lot of people are stuck and haven't been able to create the wealth, the impact, the success that they really want is because they are so obsessed with trying to find the right way. And I see this a lot where women will show up and say, I'm posting all the time and nobody's paying attention to me, or I'm showing up in my messaging and I just feel like I'm not getting any engagement, nobody's responding. I'm showing up sometimes and then I just disappear because I get burnt out and I don't know how to deal with this. All of these issues are not about knowing what to do. We all know what to do. You can find what you don't know how to do with a simple Google search. You can find that information anywhere. So why is it that so many people out there who are so gifted and so talented and so passionate about what they do, why is it that these people have such a hard time actually generating the revenue that they want to have the freedom that they desire? This is something that I became ultra passionate about, super passionate about really early on in my entrepreneur path, because unlike a lot of people, I was able to generate a multiple six-figure brand in less than 2 years. When I started my entrepreneur path, I was working really, really hard, and I was able to do something that a lot of people were really impressed with. They were almost like, wait, what? How did you so quick? How did you do that? Now, 2 years may seem like a really far away time for you, but I think if we actually give ourselves the permission to commit and we say, oh, okay, I'm going to go all in, you know, my first $8,000 a month, that came within the first year of my business. And I think this is something that is, it's not like I'm special and I figured it out. It's like, let me share this with you, because what I did, I believe anybody can do. So about 2.5 years into my business journey, I transitioned into this brand that many of you may remember called Business Babe. I decided that I was going to focus my number one intention and energy on helping women figure out how to grow their businesses. And I got so much beautiful love and appreciation during that time of my service, because there were a lot of women out there who wanted an intuitive way, and I was teaching it. They didn't want the masculine, force-filled, follow these to-dos, check these boxes, They wanted to build a business that was unique to them, and they wanted to figure out how to align with their pricing and how to create multiple revenue streams and how to create a launch process that was working. And so through that journey of Business Babe, I worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs that were on this path. And I showed them with my courses back in the day called Six Figure Biz Babe and the coaching mentorship. And I saw huge results. Women making $10,000 months for the first time, making $30,000 months for the first time. But remember what I said at the beginning of this conversation, that you are your first client? The truth is that I was building a business based on what I thought I was good at and not necessarily what I was passionate about. I started to put myself in a box where I was just figuring out how to make money on the internet, and I was branding myself the right way, and I was showing up to say all the things and to do all the things. But the truth is, I had a lot of deeper healing to do back then, and I had to find myself more deeply. And I realized that, like, if I look back on those early days of Business Babe, not so much at the end when I started to evolve into Lauren of Love, which is what we are today, but if I look back at the early days, I recognize that I was doing everything based on, like, what I was supposed to do. I was modeling everybody else around me. I was dressing the way that I thought I was supposed to. I was going to the events I thought I was supposed to go to. I was grasping for a seat at the popular girl table to feel like I was wanted, like I was good enough, and all of those things. So here's what happened. Here's my timeline. Here's the story of how the Wild Wealthy Feminine program was birthed. I went on this very deep healing journey where back in 2019, I decided to take a sabbatical. And Badass Business Babe, the Business Babe brand, was doing about $700,000 a year at the time, which was really beautiful. And I just had this moment where I was like, wow, I have figured this out. How to market, how to brand, how to message, how to strategize, all the things that women have such a hard time with. I figured it out. That's awesome. But I still have so much inner work to do because I don't feel worthy. I don't feel whole. I don't feel enough. I don't know who I am. And I'm showing up in this, like, kind of fake version of myself on the internet. And I don't even know what that means. And I have to find myself. So that, coupled with chronic illness, exhaustion, and burnout, feeling like I was so stuck and couldn't expand to the next level, I took a long pause and I made this decision that I wasn't going to talk about business anymore. I was like, done. So this guru over here, quote unquote, you know, I was just like, yep, I'm not going to talk about business anymore. I'm going to take a pause. And I think, you know, looking at that, I just want to say that I think what's really important in this world of entrepreneurship is that you follow and study with teachers who are in integrity to the values that you have. And what I found to be really true during this pause was that I started to see this veil lifted of all of these teachers and mentors and people who I looked up to, the women that I wanted to have a seat at the table with, who were just so burnt out and so exhausted and so unfulfilled and so financially stressed. It was like everything that I had been chasing, the minute that I decided, you know, intuitively, I need to pause this, I need to take a break, this isn't what I want to talk about anymore, this doesn't light me up. The moment I did that, I started to see the truth of what this world of entrepreneurship was really all about. And it had me wake up. It had me totally wake up. I spent 8 months in Sedona doing deep healing work. I got to travel and explore my traumas that I hadn't been addressing, my mental health, my physical body. And I became obsessed with studying healing. I was so immersed with it. And this is something I just want to say that I want to just get out of the gate for anybody. Dude, if you are on a journey of evolving and becoming the best version of yourself in this lifetime, you have to be okay with the fact that as quickly as you yourself want to evolve, your mission and your purpose are going to have that same evolution. And we often judge this and we say, wow, I'm so flaky. I'm so inconsistent. I can't stick to anything. I change my mind all the time. But I think that's what entrepreneurship actually really is. When you are the vessel of your work and you're doing this work from a spiritual perspective, the deeper and deeper you go into yourself, finding who you are, discovering your truth, awakening to your path and your purpose, the more the old things are going to fall out of alignment and the new things are going to present. And so during this time of my life, having spent at this point, 6 years of my entrepreneur path teaching entrepreneurship, I just realized I needed to take a leap. I was making money, helping other people make money, and I wanted something new. I wanted a new way where, like, my mission and my purpose in the world was actually about helping people heal. Because in that journey of Business Babe, I saw so many women chasing the dollars, chasing the milestones to feel good enough, to feel worthy, to feel validated. And so when the Heal program was birthed, which is my signature program to this day, it's a life transformation program that has changed hundreds of women's lives. It's been active and alive now since 2019. And it's been amazing to watch all the healings transpire. I had a moment in making that Heal program become so effective in being able to burn an entire business to the ground and rebuild my identity as Lauren of Love with all the beautiful digital courses that you see today and the Heal program. In 2020, 2021, I had a realization, and it was, I am doing business right. I am no longer stressed. I am no longer overwhelmed. I have support. I've created structure. I have feminine flow. I trust my intuition. I meet my needs. I never worry about money. I'm always having clients. I'm doing this right. And that was when I had this wake up. Because back in the day when Business Babe was birthed, it was birthed because I thought I was doing things right because I had the dollars to show you. But now I have the dollars to show you, but more importantly, on top of that, in addition to that, the real truth is that I'm in right relationship with my business. I'm in right relationship with my purpose and with service and myself. And I had to heal so many things in my healing journey to be able to get to this place. And I realized I need to build the business program. I need to awaken to this return and birth this feminine focused business program to teach women how to build a business from a feminine approach. And it was like the light bulbs went off, the miracle medicine, my heart just like felt so full knowing that this is what I was going to do next. So the Heal program was already done. It was already structured, and I knew it was time. And the wild, wealthy feminine just kept screaming to me, because here's the thing, business, if we think about what business in that word means, we think like masculine, controlled, and financially stressful, right? But this is the thing, to create the abundance that you really actually desire in your life, you're not just chasing a dollar and you're not just trying to find this masculine structured strategy that puts pressure on you. You're actually trying to create something in your life that is a reflection of your values of happiness, freedom, abundance, peace, all these things. So I came back to that intention of what I realized years ago, that building a business was about mastering my craft, mastering entrepreneurship, and mastering myself. And I asked myself, how can I put all of these elements into a program that anybody at any stage of their business journey, whether you are new or experienced, can jump right in and get huge results? And this is where the Wild Wealthy Feminine Method was birthed. And it is my favorite. So let's just talk about it. First, I want to just share my format for group coaching containers, because I think sometimes in the online space, there are so many people labeling things as like a group coaching program that what that even means is really unclear, because there are, again, a million different people doing this and doing it a million different ways. So yeah, my method in the Heal program and in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, I deliver my group coaching programs in a really simple format. whether they are 12 weeks in the HEAL program or 6 weeks in Wild Wealthy Feminine, every week you have a step of your process delivered to you in this simple format. Number one, video trainings with slides. So I'm a big believer as a teacher in giving you medicine in different ways so that, like, if I give you four ways, three of them hit strongly, because we all have different modalities and ways of studying and getting to our destination. And I really love that about what I've been able to offer. So slides and video trainings every single week to go through your 12-step method in HEAL or the 6-step method in Wild Wealthy Feminine. Number two, the journal workbooks. I believe something really fascinating I'll share as a side story. I recently found the journal that I was keeping the last couple of months before I decided to leave my corporate life in 2015. And it was really cool because I was studying personal development back then for the first time. And I was just like taking notes and journaling. And I was having these really profound breakthroughs. So both of my group coaching programs offer that medicine in a complete workbook. The Wild Wealthy Feminine workbook, I think, is like 80 pages. And every week you get a chunk of that, or you can print it out all at once in the welcome section, whatever you prefer. But that workbook is so sacred. It's so powerful. And I just really love watching students go through their process of those reflections, because when you're journaling and you're writing down your realizations through the prompts I give you, what's important to you, your desires, you're starting to piece together the anchored attachment to what it is that you want. You're getting more clarity around that. So many women spend a great deal of time in their heads and they don't know what to journal about other than I'm so stressed. But these prompts are actually medicine. They are a specific set of questions designed each week to bring you to deeper realization, deeper empowerment, deeper self-confidence, and deeper healing around your business journey. And then the third component and style of delivery is the meditation activation, which again, HEAL program or Wild Wealthy Feminine, this is what you get. These meditations, like, they're so channeled, they're so strong. You get a meditation app as a student that you can go through your meditation through one at a time each week. I have students who continue to repeat the program and just say that the meditation activations are so powerful. And the Wild Wealthy Feminine meditations in that 6-step process, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in this episode as well, but they're all about healing the 6 layers of being embodied as an entrepreneur and having everything that you want. So they're deep medicine. And then the 4th component of each of my programs is the live call component. Now, a lot of people say to me, Lauren, I can't make the live calls. By the way, the call times are always available on the FAQ section of our sales pages, but those calls are recorded and you can ask questions in advance. And I make sure I answer those questions. And I'm also just going to say that if that's a reason that you haven't been showing up for yourself, please take as much medicine as you can from these programs. I have students who never go through a single live call and have the most profound breakthroughs. So I also have students who just do the group calls. It's really just about what you need and what feels most supportive to you. And they're recorded, so you can watch the replays. So this is the format, and this is the tangible stuff that you get. And I just want to say about this component of the live calls, because again, everybody does something differently. It's really important for me to say that those live calls are very, very unique in the Wild Wealthy Feminine method. Now, in my HEAL program, my Q&A calls are Q&A. And in my Wild Wealthy Feminine program, the live calls are actually strategy calls. So if you go on laurenoflove.com/wild, you'll see that every single week we are healing a very specific layer of entrepreneurship through your trainings, through your journal workbook, through your meditation activations. And then we are studying a strategic component of business on the live recorded call. So 1 week that might be diving into a realignment with your niche and really figuring out and learning my ways of developing your ideal client. Another week we are exploring creating multiple revenue streams. Another week we're exploring creating passive digital courses or launch strategy, sales strategy, leadership and space holding strategy. So I want to say that even though this program is called the Wild Wealthy Feminine Method, my firm belief is that we need an aligned business strategy to do that. And that's why you're going to get the behind the scenes step-by-step process of my strategic medicine inside of that program. Finally, we have our community feature. And this is something really special to me because in 2023, we made the decision to move our community feature off of Facebook and into an incredible portal called Discord. So all of my group program students, my mastermind students, and my membership students have access to the Lauren of Love community Discord. And inside, you'll find forums that are all topic organized based on your personal focus of work. So we have forums inside there for entrepreneurship, like Instagram questions you can ask and get answers, questions about how to hold space for your clients, how to design your courses, how to identify your niche, and overcoming the emotional obstacles that come up as an entrepreneur as well. We also have forums on self-healing that you'll have access to as well. Things like chronic illness stuff, emotional overwhelm, roller coasters, all the things. I'm in there every single day answering questions that come through the community. And then finally, the spirituality section. I have students talking about their human design, learning more from each other. We have plant medicine conversations. There are playlist forums, suggested book forums. There's so much to get access to inside of that community. And the cool part is that as a Wild Wealthy Feminine student, you'll get access to a private section for just Wild Wealthy Feminine students where there are Q&A threads. You can ask questions and get answers. There are accountability forums so you can meet up with students either virtually or in person and hold space to celebrate all of your progress. So it's a really, really beautiful place to be. It's one of my favorite components of what we've developed in the 2024 year. And I'm so excited to welcome you inside. So those are all the components of the program. This is the tangible stuff you get in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. And the Wild Wealthy Feminine program is a 6-week process. And I really love this because when I designed my old program, Six Figure Biz Babe, it was also a 6-week process. So it feels like kind of this full circle thing, combining that strategy of what was getting women to six figures. But this is a totally different program. All the teachings are entirely different. And it kind of feels like it's a rebirth in that way. And I really also believe that entrepreneurship can feel like a really long-winded path. It can feel like there's so much to do. There's so many steps. And I didn't want to put something out there that felt just as long and complicated. I wanted this medicine to be potent and powerful, simplistic and direct. And that is what this program is. So to open this conversation up more deeply, let's talk about the emotional components of the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. I want to tell you exactly what this program does so that you can make a decision to say, is this right for me or not? Now, to be clear, I have people at all different stages of their entrepreneur path coming into this program. I have seasoned six-figure entrepreneurs. I have entry-level entrepreneurs. I have curious entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter where you are. Learn where you are. You are going to go so deep. And this program, the way that this works, is crafted around three really important pieces of your entrepreneur journey. So number one, the premise and purpose of this program is to heal. I'll say that again. The purpose of this program is to heal. Because if you have been self-sabotaging, if you have been inconsistent, if you have been doubting yourself, if you haven't been able to create consistent revenue, if you are one day in your business and one day out of your business, if you can't come up with the right decisions or steps to take, if you question yourself every time you make a post or every time you take a step in your business, I'm going to tell you right now, none of that is about strategy. All of that is about healing. See, we as entrepreneurs have to get to this place where we are clear, intuitive, and confident, where we know what spirit source in the universe is telling us, we can trust our inner gut, where we have a vision and we see that vision clearly, and we have an awakened element of desire within us to know exactly not just what we want, but what is emotionally important to us. See, the thing that breaks my heart is watching entrepreneurs work really, really, really hard for something and not getting it. The thing that breaks my heart even more is watching entrepreneurs work really, really hard to get something and realizing that they built everything the wrong way and it isn't actually what they wanted. See, there are a lot of people out there who are chasing the desire of the tangible, and they say, I want 30,000 Instagram followers. I want 30,000 months, $30,000 months. But if you don't have a clear relationship with your desire and you're not in integrity with, no, I actually want peace. I actually want freedom. I actually want time in my life. I actually want balance. If you can't be in right relationship with those things, you're going to do that kind of masculine thing, which is like sacrifice everything you want to make it happen. The most common pain point that I have heard from women who have booked discovery calls for the Wild Wealthy Feminine program is burnout. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you're building your business from a burnout perspective, you're building it wrong. Burnout is a byproduct of not being in integrity with your values, with your self-love, with your self-respect, with your boundaries, with your needs, with your love. So yeah, we have to heal. And when we're talking about this first pillar of the Wild Wealthy Feminine, every week for 6 weeks, we explore these six areas of what we actually have to heal to be a magnet for wealth. And I shared one already. We have to heal our relationship with desire. We have to heal our relationship with money. We have to heal our relationship with leadership. And there are obviously more because this is a 6 week process. You can see it all on the sales page, laurenoflove.com/wild, to see the details in the what you will study section. But I'm just going to say, don't miss the mark. Don't keep looking for the next strategy. Don't keep searching for the next multiple six figure entrepreneur to teach you the strategy to scale. Just start where you are here and look at yourself and be like, what do I really have to heal here to be in right relationship with my business? So that's the first piece. The second piece of this journey that I really love is that in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, I believe in doing things differently, okay? So I'm the type of girl, like growing up, I was that stubborn child who's always asking why. Why do I have to do this? I don't understand. Why is this that this is the way? And I think that really served me in a great way when I returned back to entrepreneurship after my healing immersion in Sedona, discovering the Heal Method, and then coming back into this path of the Lauren of Love brand, because I realized that everything that I was taught I had to sacrifice or give up or put to the side, I challenged that. And I said, okay, maybe my nervous system tells me that I have to work really hard for what I want, but why is this true? Maybe my nervous system tells me that I have to sacrifice to get where I want to be, but is that actually accurate? So I started to really challenge these programmed belief systems that a lot of us are carrying from childhood. And I birthed and discovered this more wild and feminine approach to business where I create with intuition and I create with my own inner medicine of trust and my own inner voice. And I don't put things out there that logically make sense. I put things out there that feel soul aligned to create, that really resonate with my heart, that feel like they would help an old version of me. And it works. So the second piece of this program is teaching you a feminine approach to entrepreneurship. And we cover everything from like your workflow and the things that you can be doing every day. We talk about boundaries. We talk about leadership, meeting your needs and facilitation. We talk about how to actually have a content creation strategy that feels aligned to you. Can we do this from a feminine approach? And if you're wondering like what that means, right? Oh, feminine, I'm just gonna flutz around and foo 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 and just dream it up and be whimsical with the fairies. Whatever, no, that's not what this is. It could feel like a component of this, absolutely. But to be clear, a feminine approach to business means that what you are prioritizing is not the outcome, it is the energy of the experience. That is femininity.
It is more important to be in alignment with the here and the now and the process of being in the experience of the journey of entrepreneurship than it is the outcome. And this approach may feel very counterintuitive to many of us who are conditioned to believe that like the outcome is so important and we have to achieve and we got to get it done. And I'm very goal oriented. I love my goals. I love my dreams, but I'm in right relationship with my masculine where I don't allow it to overtake my life. And this is what I see for a lot of people where they may feel like they are very feminine beings, but they're burning themselves out with this masculine structure of trying to climb to the top because the outcome is more important than how they feel. And so this is where burnout comes in, exhaustion comes in, this is where chronic illness comes in related to your business journey. If you are having health conditions like this, these are ailments trying to alert you to a softening that needs to happen within yourself. And I really do believe that that softening and that flow and ability to just kind of come into your body and be like, okay, how do I want to feel as I operate my business? When you prioritize that and you become in right relationship with that, you come into right relationship with money. It is so important. Healing relationship with your money is one of the pillars that we heal through the six-step method, because a lot of us have this attachment to it as this outcome. But money is an energy that is always existing in our life. It is ever present. It is not an end of the road milestone. It is in the here and now. So money is a feminine frequency. How does it make you feel? Okay. If you're thinking about the outcomes you want to achieve to one day not feel pain, okay. Your feminine frequency, your here and now, needs to be repaired a little bit. So the feminine approach to entrepreneurship, just like in the six steps of healing, is really about returning to our sovereignty and returning to our power and not becoming a victim of our business, not becoming a slave to our business, not becoming a stressed out monster to our business. We are coming into right relationship. So the feminine approach to business, this is something I teach and live by. And then the third component of this program is my favorite. I know I said it about all of these, but the third component of this program is the direct coaching on your business and the strategy, knowing exactly how I have built my business so that you can build a strategic brand in a way that feels good. I had a call with a student a few weeks ago, and she said, you know, Lauren, you're building something that I want to build for myself. So why not learn from you? It makes perfect sense. You are building exactly what I want to build. And I loved that. And if you watch me and you see that like I'm building a freedom lifestyle and I'm in right relationship with my business and I have balance and I have creative energy that's just going and my body is healthy and I'm in right relationship with my wellness and I have time freedom and balance. I only work with like 5 or 6 one-on-one clients at a time, you guys. Like, all my revenue is designed to scale. And I want that for everyone. I want that freedom for people where you don't have to sit and spend your life behind a desk, always churning away, pushing. And my Instagram has grown so much. And I love sharing these teachings of how to do it for you. So if you're here and you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, Lauren, I want to learn from you, let's do it. Let's go through the wild, wealthy, feminine journey together. Let me teach you the medicine of what I know in my business strategy and my healing, my entrepreneur path. I am so blessed that I've been able to learn all of these things. I've learned how to master my craft. You'll get the opportunity to experience that medicine in our healing calls, our coaching sessions together. You'll get the opportunity to experience that with the meditations and the trainings. I've also deeply learned how to master my own healing, and you're going to be able to get that medicine as it relates to your business in this program. I'm literally sharing piece by piece everything that has transformed my path with you so that you can get where you want to be in a shorter amount of time. And I'm literally giving you the pieces of how I've built all of this so that you can take what works and leave the rest behind. But ultimately, to me, like, I had my team over here and we were doing some photo shoots and some videos, and Emily asked me, like, what does it mean to you to be wild, wealthy, and feminine? And to me, it's like coming home to your power. That's what this is really all about. To feel peace and sovereignty around yourself, where, you know, sovereignty in the sense of like, I'm not giving my power away to business, where I think my business defines my worth. I'm not giving my power away to money, where I feel like money defines my worth. I'm not giving my power away to my clients or my visibility or my audience attraction or engagement. None of that means anything about me and my worthiness. I am worthy and I own it and I embrace it. And I let myself be my fullest sense of self. That is the most important thing. I get to be my fullest sense of self in my business every single day. And it feels so good. And to me, that's what the wild, wealthy feminine is all about. And it looks very different for everybody. So I hope, I pray, I set strong intention that all of you come into the program. Yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I don't even have to set this intention because I know that this is going to be a beautiful round of the study, and I'm so excited to meet you, and I know this is going to be so transformative for all of you who come to get exactly what you need, to receive the medicine, and to feel held, to feel seen, to feel understood, to feel appreciated, to feel supported and inspired, to create the freedom life that you have always desired. So whether you are a curious entrepreneur, whether you've been doing this behind the scenes while you work a 9-to-5, whether you just quit your job or you've been full-time in your business for 10 years, I know this program is going to change your life and I am so excited to offer it to you. So for more details, you can go to laurenoflove.com/wild. laurenoflove.com/wild will share the FAQ, the testimonials, all the details, the structure, payment plans, all the things. We're doing a really beautiful giveaway for students who pay in full. You'll get a beautiful branded sweatshirt with the Lauren of Love manifesto, and all the details are there, laurenoflove.com/wild. And I just also want to say that if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. I would love to have you. You are worthy of everything you want. The business of your dreams that you're feeling called to create is meant for you. So that's it for me. I hope this episode answered all your questions. If you still have questions that haven't been answered in this beautiful podcast episode, you can shoot us a note, support@laurenoflove. You can DM us on Instagram @laurenoflove. We are going to have some incredible guest featured experts inside this round of the program. I'm so excited to share that with you too. And yeah, I just love you so much. Hope to see you inside the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. I love y'all. Have a beautiful day. And remember, the business of your dreams is meant for you.